Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, I'm so glad you joined me today. You are so precious to me, and like the little letter I read yesterday from Beth in Colorado Springs, it's just a blessing to receive your mail, your emails, your messages on the phone. I keep them. I save them on the phone, and I have a list, and it's wonderful to edify one another. That's why I'm here every day, just to let you know that God loves you so much. So much He loves you. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today and all the wonderful things that He has prepared for us. Oh, I learned this verse, and this was my verse through the 4 years of college in California when I didn't know what I was doing. Oh my goodness, talk about stupid. Well, maybe not stupid, but ignorant about what things were going on. Oh my goodness. And it was Philippians 4:13, and I know that's a lot of your favorite verse, but here it was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, until I found it in the Passion. Oh man, I memorized that thing quickly. Oh, the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. It's Christ in us, friend. He is our hope. He is the one who is going to get us through all these things. We can't do it on our own. No, we can't. So again, Philippians 4:13 in the Passion, the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Oh, every difficulty. Just turn to the Lord, say, Lord, you've got to do this because I can't figure this thing out at all. He will either bring someone, or He will do a miraculous thing in your life. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. That's another miracle. In Him you live and move and have your being. Praise God. And you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on all the resources and the Express newsletter. Chris just put the November newsletter up there. So we're getting a lot of inquiries about the newsletter, and also the events are up there, our meeting time. And for our meeting on Saturday, November the 8th, we're going to have brunch. I'm going to change that from 10 o'clock to 9:30. I don't think it'll be that much of a change for you, because we're usually up anyway. So why don't we meet at the restaurant? Or if you don't want to meet at the restaurant and you want to meet at my home, and we can meet there at 9:30. I think that's going to be better, because sometimes we're just rushing in to get to the meeting in my home at 11 o'clock. So we're going to start doing that. I already have that down on the website, brunch at 9:30. Oh, I love having those times of brunch with you and enjoying the food and the fellowship. And we'll have a wonderful time of singing praise songs, Thanksgiving songs. Wow, Thanksgiving is just a little, only 3 weeks left, and so until Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a great study. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll be edified by it. And if you'd like to attend, especially for the brunch, I need to have numbers for the restaurant. Call me at 1-877-917-7256, and we're just going to have a great time of celebration in Jesus Christ. And when you're coming Saturday, if you'd like to bring some cookies or brownies, that kind of thing, I'm going to have some coffee and apple cider. We're going to have just maybe a little fellowship afterwards. So I just want you to remember that. If you're coming Saturday, just bring some cookies or brownies or some finger food, and we'll just enjoy some fellowship. The memory verse for this week is from John 1. Ah, this is so good. I'm going to read John 1 today. Oh, just... John was so inspired after being with Jesus. Oh, he was. And Holy Spirit gave him such wonderful revelation knowledge about Jesus being from the beginning. Here in the Message translation, John 1, 16 and 17 is, we all live off his generous abundance. Gift after gift, we get the basics from Moses. Yep, the law came from Moses. And then this exuberant giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus, the Messiah. And in the Passion we have, and from the overflow of his fullness, we received grace heaped upon grace. And Moses gave us the law, but Jesus, the anointed one, unveils truth wrapped in tender mercy. You know, mercy is the bad that I deserve, Jesus took on the cross. That's mercy. The bad that I deserve, Jesus took on the cross. Ah, that is so good. And when you see the word mercy, just think of that. The spiritual recognition of what Jesus did for us, the bad we deserved, Jesus took in his body on the cross. Many of you, all of us, I guess we could put all of us in that category. All of us love those words spoken to us, I love you. We love that. We love that from relatives, from friends. If you're married, from your spouse especially. I know that when Darren left the house, or he was around the table, or even at the market when we were having coffee after the program, he would say, I love you. And I said, oh, I'm so glad I can be here with you. So I love you is such a wonderful expression of our deep, deep affection for each other. And although we may not receive them from human beings around us, we know that God our Father loves us with a love that no human being can give. His love is ongoing no matter what our behavior. His love is forgiving, not looking at what we've done. And his love goes on and on throughout eternity. We don't ever have to think that he's going to stop loving us. It's going to go on and on through all eternity. And when you get your home, read John 14, when you get your wonderful, perfect home, you will understand his love for you in a way that like you've never thought. There's nothing like it, ever. Nothing like God's love. And as much as I was loved by a father who doted on me and sent me to college in California in a brand new yellow super sport with black leather interior. Yeah, he went all out for his daughter. And I'm telling you, I was the most popular girl on campus. And then God brought John supernaturally into my life, and he became my soulmate of love and singing. And then Darren miraculously appeared in my life at a time of extreme grief after John died. And he became my whole mate. I was thinking about what wonderful heritage I had just the other day. And I was thinking, soulmate, what was Darren? And immediately, I mean immediately, Holy Spirit within me said, he's your whole mate. WHOLEMATE. Everything that I had ever dreamed of wrapped up in one individual. There is nothing, I repeat, nothing that compares with God's love. God spoke those words to a disobedient people in Jeremiah 31:3, and he's saying that to us today in his love and mercy all over the United States, this being Election Day. And some of us know that, you know, what we wrote down on our ballots probably won't come to pass, especially in Colorado here. We're a blue state, but we're always believing. We're always remaining faithful. We're always voting, right? Right. And here in Jeremiah 31:3, God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. He draws us to himself and continued my faithfulness to you. As we're beginning to read the book of John, I must tell you, I've spent 50 years reading and studying this wonderful book of love. And there isn't a time for you to spend that much time in the Word of God anymore. No. I mean, I don't believe that 50 years are going to come and pass on this earth. And so I'm asking the Lord, God wants to fill you so completely with his wisdom and understanding. I'm asking the Lord that he collapse the time of learning for you and multiply the anointing that he's pouring into you as you yield and rest in him. And I first got that from Darren on our first date. He said, I teach collapsing the time and multiplying the anointing. He got that from Holy Spirit. But he said, wow, with you tonight, God has really collapsed the time and multiplied the anointing. And from there, it was a wonderful love fest. If we only knew the full extent of God's love and righteousness in us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, friend, we would not find the obstacles so overwhelming. We know that we could be conquerors through him. Just like I gave you at the beginning of this program, that the strength of Christ's explosive power, it's him. It's in him. And he infuses me to conquer every difficulty. So I'm going to be reading John 1 today. It's just such a beautiful book. And you begin right there with, in the beginning was the Word. And Mary, this is for you, my dear friend. She writes this scripture every time she sends a check, a donation to Call to Freedom. And if you'd like to donate to Call to Freedom, it's right there on the website, freedomstreet.org. In the beginning, before all time, before the clocks went, I mean, God doesn't live by a clock. We do, because we're time-oriented people. But before all time was the Word. That's Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses don't care for this verse, because when they come to my door, and boy, it has been a long time since. I think maybe they put an X on my property or something. So in the beginning, their Bible, they've got a totally different Bible from Watchtower. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And listen to this. And the Word was a little g God. That's what their Bible says. The Word was a little g God. Now, in our Bible, it says the Word was God himself, capital G, capital O, capital D. And he was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. Now, John is describing Jesus. And no comprehension of that knowledge with John before Holy Spirit got a hold of him, and he began writing. We've got to start writing, friend. It's important that you write down words that God is giving to you. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him, not even one thing was made that came into being. In him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or absorb it. Now, if you hear me and you're going on, where did she get all of those adjectives? This is the Amplified Bible. And as you know, it is amplified. I mean, it's ongoing. So the darkness cannot overpower the light in your life, friend. The darkness from the enemy cannot do anything against that light that is in you. And there came a man commissioned and sent from God, whose name was John. Isaiah prophesied about John's coming and his commission in Isaiah 40, and I've read that chapter to you. The voice of one calling out, clear the way for the Lord, the Messiah, in the wilderness. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. That means God is taking care of the mountains in your life. He's taking care of all the obstacles, all the difficult situations. Just trust him. Believe him and trust him. And let the uneven ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Every difficulty will be smoothed out and made plain. Praise God. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. The glory of Jesus when he comes back, friend. The whole world is going to see him return. And the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. Praise God. Now, Malachi also prophesied of John in Malachi 3:1. John was an important person. What happened to John? Small, small ministry. ministry. I mean, he was in the wilderness eating locusts and honey. He was by himself the majority of the time. I don't know if he even went and saw his mom and dad often. It just doesn't say anything about it. Then he appeared for such a short time, saying in John 1, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And shortly after that, he was imprisoned and then beheaded. Wow, talk about a ministry. See, I don't wish for anything like that, but we sometimes, when we have an assignment for God, we can't tell God, well, I don't like that kind of ministry, and I want this kind of ministry. Lord, we obey God, we do. So here in Malachi 3, verse 1, and this is God speaking to Malachi. "Behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me." See, God and Jesus are one, and his messenger was John the Baptist. And this man came as a witness to testify about the light. And the light brings life to all of us, so that all might believe in Christ, the light through him, the light through John. Praise the Lord. John was so important in being the messenger to present Jesus to the world. In the eighth verse of John 1, John was not the light. He knew his place in all this awesome plan. There was no jealousy or comparison, no envy in John. He came to testify about the light. John was so humbled and knew his assignment. And here, John 3, 28 through 29 is speaking about how he feels about Jesus, what he senses in himself about Jesus. Oh, this is so exciting, friend. Because sometimes in our humanness, we say, well, I'd like to have a ministry like Joyce Meyer, or I'd like to be on the radio or television and tell people what I know. We just don't have that opportunity, because God has given us an assignment that's stamped on our hearts, and we've got to fulfill what God has called us to. Here it says in John 3, 28, 29, "You've heard me tell you that I am not the Messiah, but certainly I am the messenger sent ahead of him. He is the bridegroom," capital B, "and the bride belongs to him." Who's the bride? The church. Amen. "I am the friend of the bridegroom who stands nearby and listens with great joy." He's the friend who stands nearby and listens with great joy. He doesn't interfere with Jesus' message at all. And I find great joy in listening to the bridegroom's voice. No manipulation, no trying to get control here. Because of his words, remember, Jesus is the word. Because of his words, my joy is complete and overflows. Oh, John is such a humble person. He is such a contrite person. In verse 30, so important, of John 3, "It is necessary for him to increase and for me to decrease." Oh, wow. It's not about us, folks. It's not about you and me. It's about Jesus. In John 1, 9, there it was, the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which coming into the world enlightens everyone. He, Christ, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, more testimony of his divinity, the world did not recognize him. Can you imagine coming to your own people, into a world that you created, and they didn't want to have anything to do with him? Oh. John 1:11, "He came to that which was his own, that which belonged to him, his world, his creation, his possession, and those who were his own people, the Jewish nation, and they did not receive and welcome him." That's verse 11 of John 1. "But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege," that's what you have in Christ Jesus, "to become children of God, that is, to those who believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, who were born not of natural conception," man and woman having sex, "nor of the will of the physical impulse, nor of the will of man," that of a natural father, "nor of the will of the will of the natural father, but of God," that is, a divine and supernatural birth. They are born of God, supernaturally transformed, renewed, and sanctified. And as I read chapter 3 of John this morning in my devotions, I realized that Nicodemus had never heard those words, born again, because he said, You mean I've got to go into my mother's womb and be born again? No, he had never heard those words. This is a totally new concept that Jesus has given to the world. You must be born again. You must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. No other way to the Father, no other way to get to heaven than through Jesus. And you can find that in John 14. In verse 14 of John 1, the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we actually saw his glory, glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father, the Son who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, who is full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception. John testified about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I and has priority over me, for he existed before me.'" John was older than Jesus in the flesh. His cousin Jesus was born 6 months after he was, but he's not talking about the physical birth. He's talking about an eternal thing that is going on here. Verse 16 of John 1, "For out of his fullness and superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." Oh, I hope you're grasping what John is saying here. "For the law was given through Moses, but grace, the undeserved favor of God, the truth came through Jesus Christ." So grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The law through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. Oh, what I find so profound and amazing is that I do not see any self-pity or attitudes of giving up from their assignments. I mean, Isaiah had a tough assignment and found his journey so difficult at times. He still gave us Isaiah 7:14 and Isaiah 9:7. It says, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God is all in all at the business of comforting and loving his people, no matter what their lives entail. I believe that we're in the 11th hour of history, friends, and God is about to shake this earth. At this point, I need to remind you that it's not about who you are that counts, but whose you are, who you belong to. And the most important thing in your life is accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because the world was created on words, and we know that God does everything on words. Jesus is our Word, and he gives new word to us every day that he loves us. Oh, the chains that seem to bind us and give us bondage and all of that, those chains are gone. They're dropped off. Discouragement, hopelessness, apathy. Oh, serve only to remind you they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Here's the Collingsworth family.
Of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of
Praise Him. Oh, if you're discouraged today, friend, or you feel hopeless, we have a power pack for you. Yes. And if you just call me after the program here at 1-877-917-7256 or email me at barbara@freedomstreet.org, you will realize that God inhabits your praises. If you begin to thank Him and praise Him, I know situations get really heavy duty, but when you praise God, He lives in those praises. That's Psalm 22, verse 3. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Remember the meeting on Saturday, and you can call me at 1-877-917-7256 or email me again at barbara@freedomstreet.org. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.